Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
First Things First, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
Right here, Money FM 89.3.
And additive manufacturing, or 3D printing, is changing the face of manufacturing. We're talking to Abhinav Singhal, who's Chief Strategy Officer at ThyssenKrupp Regional Headquarters Asia Pacific, about the potential of additive manufacturing in ASEAN. Mr. Singhal, thanks for joining us today. So additive manufacturing, or 3D printing, how does it change the manufacturing scene?
Thanks for inviting me. For our listeners today, additive manufacturing, the reason it's called additive is because if you think of a conventional manufacturing technique, you're taking a block of metal or iron and you're machining it and you're taking stuff out of it. So that's subtractive. Versus in an additive process, you are creating a 3D design and then you're printing it layer by layer using metal and plastic powder. So that's why it's called additive. And commonly it's known as 3D printing. Now, how does it change manufacturing? Imagine a world where you can have complexity for free as a designer. Okay, so there is no cost to creating more complex designs. As a producer, where you have the cost of maybe making one unit, similar to making a batch of 1,000 units. So there is no additional cost additional, let's say, savings of going for mass production. And you don't need to incur any supply chain costs, any logistics costs, because you can print at the point of consumption. That is the kind of power this technology provides. And this is really disruptive for manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're told that AM can generate around $100 billion for incremental value by 2025. How do you see that unfolding?
So this was one of the key findings in our white paper, because we said, let's not look at technology for one particular company or one particular application, but think about how does it impact the overall region in ASEAN. And we did came up with a number of $100 billion. The reason we estimated this potential, there are 4 or 5 opportunities, and I'm sure there are even more beyond this. The first one is it helps in reducing your import dependence. So if you think about the region, we are doing 1.5 trillion of imports, and some of these products can be made locally now using 3D printing. The second opportunity is actually by improving our competitiveness in manufacturing sector. Historically, we're always competing on low cost, low skilled jobs, but this gives us an opportunity to move up in the value chain, come up with better designs, and take a share of technology created value addition. The third opportunity comes from actually empowering our entrepreneurs, and we've seen many examples where people are printing rocket fuels, they're printing hand prosthetics, they're printing agriculture tools already in the region. So that's the kind of entrepreneurism this can create. It can create additional jobs. We estimated 3 to 4 million jobs for the region. And finally, it provides a sustainable mean to improve our overall sustainability targets. So you're reducing wastage, you're reducing movement. And this is just, I would say, the tip of the iceberg, which it basically provides.
Wow, the benefits. Long list there. Cost savings. We also hear that as a result, I'm sure you'll need fewer imports. Yes. with AM, right? So in the long term, how do you think that will impact Southeast Asia and Singapore?
So this is a hot topic, right? Especially in the line of trade war, on how does imports get affected. And I think the beauty of technology is this actually help make countries more reliant locally. So we estimated that there is 30 to 50 billion of imports which can be reduced for the region by using this technology, because you're not relying on partners on let's say the developed markets to import machinery and equipments, but rather you can print these spare parts yourself in your own country. So this helps you mitigate the risk of trade war, I would say.
Well, we also know that ThyssenKrupp has a new AM hub set up here in Singapore. What's the main role for the facility here?
So we've been quite active actually in this area for the last few years, and we realized that there is a need to come closer to our customers in Asia. So we have set up this tech center to provide end-to-end additive manufacturing solutions for our customers, which basically means we help you identify which are the parts, first of all, which make sense to be printed, which we help you to design these parts, to engineer them, to print them, to fabricate them, and also to test them. Because a big concern of our customers is, will this part which is 3D printed perform at the same level of expectation as the original or the conventional part? Mm-hmm. And this is also a key bottleneck for its adoption. So we estimate in the sectors which we operate, which is mining, chemicals, cement, submarines, pretty much the whole breadth of industrial manufacturing sector, we can help you select these parts and make them perform to the same level of expectations as a conventional part. And that is the aim of the center.
Mm. Why choose Singapore, though, for the hub?
Singapore was actually a natural choice for us. It has all the right ingredients which you would expect for such a technology to be successful. The reason I say that is it has a good mix of infrastructure. So when we looked at the numbers, 40% of the additive manufacturing market in ASEAN is actually based in Singapore, which basically means you have already a lot of printers, you have a developed ecosystem, you have a lot of talent. So you have engineers who are trained in this technology in Singapore. And then most importantly, you have NAMIC here, which is the body on behalf of the Singapore government orchestrating and facilitating the whole ecosystem. And you have EDB, which is attracting companies with incentives and grants to de-risk the investment for them. So keeping all these in mind and keeping in mind that our customers have the regional leadership team here, this was a natural choice for us.
What are some of the job openings or opportunities that Singaporeans can find from the EM Hub?
So as I briefly mentioned, right, this technology has the power to create jobs for the region, for our Singaporeans as well. The reason you do this is because we saw even earlier in the day the announcement from Deutsche that, you know, they're reducing 18,000 jobs. And a lot of these announcements are coming up because of technology, automation, that some of the routine tasks are getting redundant. So additive manufacturing provides you a unique way of actually moving up the value chain, reskilling the people. So somebody who's today a conventional shop floor operator can be trained to be a printer operator in going forward. And these are the kinds of opportunities it provides for each and everyone in the region.
Help us out. It could completely mitigate something like this, AM capabilities, in such a situation.
I would say completely mitigation might be
far-fetched.
A bit far-fetched, to be honest with you. Because also we don't know how big is the impact of the trade war, honestly. Every day we see more and more news coming in and more developments. But I think from mid to long-term perspective, this is an ongoing phenomena. The way technology benefits is that it helps countries to be more self-reliant. I've seen examples, you know, in the region where plants, they're losing money because they don't have a critical spare part. They're importing from Japan, China, EU. And with this technology, you can actually have your own inventory. You can maintain a digital warehouse and print them on demand. So I think it just makes people more reliant. And it's a very democratic way of empowering each and everyone to make what they want to consume.
How do you foresee growth in the AM industry in this part of the world, in Southeast Asia, and which industries or businesses have been eager to kind of get on board?
So we are quite optimistic about the outlook of technology in the region, especially because when we looked at the numbers, we realized that the current penetration is just 1/3 of the global average, which basically means that there is huge opportunity for the technology to grow. From a sector perspective, there are 4 sectors which have been responsible for 70% of the global market today. So there is aerospace, automotive, industrial tooling, healthcare, and implants. And these, of course, are natural choice for the region. But more importantly, I think there are sectors like oil and gas, and maritime, chemical, which are even more interesting, mining, cement, because there's a lot of heavy manufacturing in the region, and we haven't explored these. We have only scratched the surface. So we believe all these sectors are a great candidate, and we are very keen to work with customers on upbringing this sector.
You talked about democratization. Might this also then mean that smaller companies, because Singapore has a lot of SMEs, might benefit as well, rather than big companies?
Exactly. Actually, you hit the point, because there are multiple ways smaller companies can benefit. You can have smaller companies who are moving into additive manufacturing. So I've seen examples where our traditional CNC machining companies are moving up and changing their business model to 3D printing, which gives them a new way to capture this value. And also it de-risks the investment and makes it more feasible for smaller companies to set up a shop and start manufacturing and making products. You don't need any more to have a big land acquisition, to have a big setup, but rather you can just buy a printer and start making things which work for you.
Ah, but you say buy. SMEs oftentimes have limited cash flow, right? Limited
yes,
financial muscle.
But that's where I believe the ecosystem plays in very well. So you have bodies like NAMIC who helps them set this up, and you have multinationals who are very keen to partner with SMEs and make this work.
Abhinav Singhal is Chief Strategy Officer for ThyssenKrupp Regional Headquarters, Asia Pacific. This has been First Things First. Thank you, Abhinav.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.